This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. When Richard Wagner's opera Tristan and Isolde premiered in 1865, it broke new ground, both musically and dramatically. Love it or hate it, Wagner's retelling of the medieval myth about a doomed pair of lovers is notoriously difficult to stage, and it's long. It clocks in at about 4.5 hours without intermission. Well, tonight in Los Angeles, three artists, each a superstar in his medium, are presenting their vision of this iconic work. They call it the Tristan Project. Jeff London reports.
All the trappings of a regular concert performance of an opera are there when you enter Disney Hall. The orchestra tuning up on stage, the music stands and chairs for the singers in front of them, the maestro's podium. But there's one tip-off that this is not going to be your grandfather's Tristan and Isolde. An enormous 36-foot-long video screen hangs above the stage.
Wagner was trying to create what he called the artwork of the future.
Iconoclastic director Peter Sellers stages the Tristan Project.
He was trying to create something that transcended theater, transcended opera, transcended the concert hall, and was an experience that actually we're beginning to have the technology to realize.
Sellers and Los Angeles Philharmonic music director Esa-Pekka Salonen wanted to find a way to bring Wagner's vision into the 21st century, and they thought that video artist Bill Viola could help them do it. Salonen had seen an exhibition of Viola's work called The Passions at the Getty Museum in Los Angeles.
I thought, this is a man who could cope with Wagner, who, of course, operates with these incredibly long arcs and spans of time, and underneath an apparently static surface there is a whole subculture of torrents and energies flowing.
Peter Sellers gave Viola some CDs of the opera. But the video artist says he couldn't get past the first scene.
And I heard that, these bellowing voices, and I thought, I can't do this. I was in shock. I put it away for a week. I didn't want to listen to it. And then I gradually pulled it out and started to spot check it in different places. And of course, then you find some really amazing things that way.
For over a year, Viola gathered video images, using everything from a cheap camcorder to expensive special effects shots on sound stages. There are lots of natural images. The churning ocean, a row of trees at night, a sunrise in real time. There are also staged images, actors walking through fire or plunging into water. Viola says he was fed by the underlying Tristan and Isolde myth.
It is the drama of human beings in context with and engaging the natural forces, the cosmic forces. That's what myths are about. And the beautiful thing about this particular one, which is about love and death, is love and death are the elemental ways that human beings do engage with nature in the most powerful way.
While the passions of Tristan and Isolde unfold on stage, on screen, and in the balconies and aisles of Walt Disney Concert Hall, this is kind of a sense-around version of the opera, Alex McGinnis sits backstage next to a bank of hard drives, video monitors, and a mixing board.
I am the interface between sort of the science and the art of the Bill Viola aspect of the Tristan Project. We have approximately 100 cues of Bill's work that we integrate into and along with the music.
McGinnis has pinpoint control of the high-definition images. He can speed them up or slow them down to make them sync up with the music. Conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen says having the video respond to the music rather than the other way around is liberating.
There are not many moments when the image and the music are to be synchronized absolutely with the kind of accuracy you have in Tom and Jerry. You don't want to conduct Tristan and Isolde with a click track.
Alan Colin Woodrow and Christine Brewer play the lovers. Both have done fully staged versions of the opera. Christine Brewer says even with the large screen above her and no sets or costumes, she sings Isolde the same way.
Actually, I think sometimes doing something like this in a concert situation makes it more electric and puts more energy because then you really focus more on the music and the expression of the music.
The apotheosis of the opera comes in its final moments in the Liebestod, the love-death aria which Isolde sings. Tristan has died, and Isolde envisions what Wagner called his transfiguration. Bill Viola says coming up with a video analog to the music was his biggest challenge of the Tristan project.
And then I just realized he's got to be drawn up by something palpable. It's a visual medium. What could that be? Well, then I thought, well, if we can drop a waterfall on him, just this massive amount of pouring water on this guy lying on this stone slab, and we lowered him down on a wire while the water was falling, then we could just run the whole thing in reverse, and he'd be pulled up with the water. He'd rise with the water. And that's basically what happened.
Director Peter Sellers.
Wagner meant for everyone to have a completely transcendent experience that was beyond words. And that's where the music takes you. That certainly is where Christine Brewer takes you in that music. And Bill Viola, you know, like Raphael or Michelangelo, has come up with an image of the scale and scope and grandeur and immensity and genuine transcendence that Wagner was imagining.
This convergence of images and music opens tonight at Walt Disney Concert Hall. The Tristan Project opens at New York's Lincoln Center in early May. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in Los Angeles.
You can see video of Bill Viola's work at our website, npr.org.